Exercise 8, page 72. Speaker 1.
I live in a city that has a lot of factories, and unfortunately, they pump large amounts of smoke into the sky. It means that we suffer a lot from smog. In fact, a lot of people wear face masks when they walk outside. There's hope for the future, though. We've got a very active environmental group here that's trying to get factories to install filters on their chimneys. Soon enough, I think they'll succeed, and that'll mean cleaner air for everyone.
Speaker 2.
I live beside a large forest, and every day I see huge lorries racing past my house loaded with trees that have been cut down. Unfortunately, the forest where I played as a child is slowly disappearing because of companies cutting it down, and there's not much I can do to stop them. I tried to form an environmental group to fight the companies, but I didn't get any support from my neighbors. That was really disappointing.
Speaker 3.
We've got a litter problem in my city, and it's getting worse. It's hard to blame ordinary people, though. I think people try to put their litter in a bin, but because there are so few of them, they get full very quickly. Then, soon enough, litter falls out of these full bins and gets blown around by the wind. It's obvious whose fault this is, but the people in charge of this city haven't done anything to solve the problem.
Speaker 4.
I read in the newspaper recently that there's a water pollution problem in the rivers and lakes around my city. In fact, a local environmental group has been protesting outside some of the factories in the suburbs. I think they're wasting their time, though. These factories are only interested in making money. We should be putting pressure on the government to change the laws. That's the only way to make them clean up their act.